People decide to do a multitude of things with their retirement money. Ken Myers decided to invest his in something you peddle. Those machines and the competition is this edition of the American Countryside. I'm Andrew McRae, your host for Farming the Countryside. We're talking about issues, tips, and trends affecting rural and agricultural America.
And then it was a burden on the local office. Essentially, you just have our county right now, or PLC.
On each show, I talk with guests who provide the latest info on important topics and the challenges and successes on their own operations.
We had an open house and invited the entire community. It was a huge event. We had about 750 people show up.
The Farming the Countryside podcast is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, the world's largest provider of crop inputs and services.
It's time for another American Countryside listener trip. I'm inviting you to join me on an agricultural tour of the Hawaiian Islands, February 3rd to the 12th. Enjoy a Polynesian luau, visit Pearl Harbor, and explore Volcanoes National Park. Ag highlights include Maui Pineapple Plantation, Kona Coffee, Monsanto Hawaii, and more. All airfare, resorts, and many meals are included. And right now, you can save $200 per person on our early bird special. For more information, call Holiday Vacations at 800-826-2266 or just click on the link at AmericanCountryside.com. For Ken Myers, the story began several years ago, quite by accident.
My daughters were 6 and 7 years old. We were in Canastota, South Dakota. We walked out on a dusty street and somebody said, "This is a fun thing for kids. You ought to try it."
It was a pedal tractor pull, and one of his daughters did quite well, even qualifying for a state competition.
So I said, "We got to go practice because I'm a track coach for 30 years. And so we went to some polls, and pretty soon we realized that our daughter could win as long as one girl wasn't there.
But Ken's competitive spirit made sure that his daughter did compete against that other girl that was pedaling even further down the track. But a problem arose. When Ken moved the family to Lenox, Iowa, when he took a job as principal there, he found there were no pedal poles for his kids in the area.
With no pedal poles in Southwest Iowa, our goal was to put a pedal pole in every county of Southwest Iowa if we could. We are 14 out of 17 now.
But this wasn't as simple as just moving to Iowa and beginning pedal poles for kids at local fairs and festivals. If you've never seen the event, it takes some sturdy little tractors and equipment.
The year I decided to do it, I actually went and worked for other people, helping them do pulls, so that when it came time to get my stuff, I knew what I wanted. So I took my retirement money from South Dakota as a principal, and I invested in 4 tractors and a sled. Those 4 tractors are out here today. They were built to specifications that said that they're not going to break. They might not be as shiny as they were new, but they won't break.
And now the high school principal was on his way to bringing pedal poles to kids across the Midwest, and his daughters were winning medals. This is a big-time event, complete with state and national competitions. Ken shares some secrets to great pulling next time as we travel the countryside. In Sedalia, Missouri, I'm Andrew McRae.